At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
To be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations. And today I'm going to talk about how we go through these moments in life where our ego gets completely depleted. See, you know, sometimes we feel that, hey, you know, we should not have ego. And I'll tell you what, there is something called a positive ego, and it's very important to cultivate it. And that ego sort of strengthens, our confidence, self-belief, and makes us very functional in the external world. And you must have experienced, you know, in some situations, we feel very, very strong. We feel we can conquer anything in life. The right wisdom dawns, the perception is clear, and we are able to achieve our target or whatever we've set out to do. But at the same time, right after that event is over, if we have to perform again in a particular situation, let's say that requires you to be a speaker in a situation, you are put under a spotlight, then you feel your ego is depleted. That entire sense of self-belief, confidence seems to be just depleted for whatever reason. It could be your energy levels are down, you're feeling exhausted. What do you do in these moments? I mean, would you wait for another day to go by? You sleep, you rejuvenate, you eat proper food and then come back with your energy levels? I have a tip. How to manage this? The simplest thing is find a peaceful corner and just do deep breathing, which will basically, you can breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and breathe out for maybe 4 to 6 seconds, and do it 10 times. That will relax your system, and once that system is relaxed, you're much more equanimous. Then you can do something called an Ujjayi breath, and that breathing is done from the throat, not from the nose, and it's something like, sounds like, you know, as if the person is snoring. That also kind of rejuvenates and energizes the body, it'll bring the focus back in the mind. What other thing you could do is just do some humming bee sound, so the sound which it can also come from the throat and the face and the nose, and the vibration is felt all over the face. So these things, what they do is they break the thought pattern, right? They break the pattern of the direction in which the mind and body were going. So it will break it. And these are sort of pranayama breathing exercises. So prana means the life force energy. Yama means to direct that life force energy in a particular part of the body. And these break the pattern of the mind, and also it will energize your body, and you'll feel the effect immediately. And just do this, and you'll be amazed that, the ego depletion moment which you were feeling can overcome that. And these are tried and tested techniques. I have implemented them in my life many number of times. It could be a forum in which you need to make a presentation, you need to speak on a stage, or you have your exams coming up, or you are facing a large forum, or it could be just in our virtual world these days, you have to make a presentation through your laptop. So whatever the situation might be, right, the ways to go through your ego depletion is to boost and re-energize yourself. We have connection to abundant source of energy. Just remember that. You are not limited. Your capabilities are not limited to what you think. Our mind is making that belief system strong that, hey, you know, this is it. And I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm burnt out. No. Again, you know, it's about taking the control back in your hands and say, okay, let me just experiment with this. So experiment with this. And I learned these techniques at the Art of Living Foundation. And I am so fortunate that I learned them very early in life, 20, 22 years ago. And I have applied them in my work, you know, when I'm working, when I go to office, in transit, just before the presentation. There are certain breathing techniques which can center the mind and make you much more focused. It will help you overcome anxiety, make you much more balanced and focused. I'm going to leave you here, but if you're very interested in knowing more about the courses I teach, or you know, learn more about pranayama, meditation, there's certain rhythmic breathing techniques, you know, which Art of Living Foundation teaches, called the Sudarshan Kriya, which are very profound and effective. I've been practicing them, you know, for quite some time, and I have benefited immensely. If you want to know more about these techniques, do write a comment. Do reach out to me. You know, I will share more information. And I'll leave you here, but keep smiling, stay happy, stay bright. Bye.